Week, where we shine the spotlight on a local organisation doing good work in the community. This week, it's Abaga Kuli, an MPO that gives young people from marginalised communities access to 4IR skills, Fourth Industrial Revolution skills. Asia Adams is the founder, and I'm delighted to say joins us on the line this morning. Asia, welcome. Lovely to have you with us.
Good morning. You said it so well, Abaga Kuli, because normally everybody's like, how do you say it? Thank you.
It's not too hard. Listen, where did the idea come to start Abaga Kuli?
I come from... Morning, everybody. and you sound so chirpy.
You sound so chirpy. It's extraordinary. It's wonderful. No, great for a Sunday morning.
I come from a defense, aerospace and engineering background, and we built UAVs before. And then my son, who was 8 at the time, he was telling me, you know, the kids in his class don't know what a UAV is. And my background, I come from the Cape Flats. I was born and bred there. And I just thought about it. And I thought, well, if he doesn't know, and he's quite okay-ish, if he doesn't know, then how would somebody who's marginalized or somebody who's disadvantaged know about 4IR? And that's when I started research, and that's when I started to find out what the future jobs are. That's when I started to find out what the future skills and attributes are, and that's how Abaga Kuli started.
What does it mean, by the way, for those of us who aren't Isixhosa speakers?
Abaga Kuli is actually Zulu. It means it Transformers. My godson is Zulu, Mvelo. And so it comes from, it means Transformers, and that's what we think we're doing. We're trying to transform lives, and we're going into 4IR. So I wanted to give it something that had both meanings, yeah?
Beautiful. Yeah, that's fantastic. It's an area that I'm absolutely fascinated about. I think probably because I have a very, very small child, and I wonder what are the careers that will be most... what are the roles that will be most needed by the time she's ready to enter into the world of work? Just give us a little bit more of a picture of what we're talking about when we say Fourth Industrial Revolution skills.
So Fourth Industrial Revolution is basically the artificial intelligence era. So you had the machine era, you had the computer era. And so now we're entering into the artificial intelligence. You know, when we watched all those robot movies and Fifth Element, where the taxis are riding in the sky, it's not impossible because Dubai already has an unmanned aerial taxi where you don't need a driver. And so what people are scared about, and they're like, oh, but, you know, jobs, I'm going to lose my job, or robots are going to take over. Robots can't take over. Artificial intelligence are designed by humans. And so it's basically designing a system that's artificial intelligent for more mundane and repetitive work. Example, if you're going to stamp a letter, there's not going to be a person stamping a letter. It's going to be someone, a robot or an artificial intelligence system stamping the letter. Same way when we build the cars, it's already artificial intelligent, most of the manufacturing line. It'll just be more of the repetitive work that will be artificial intelligence. So jobs like data analysis and research, artificial intelligence, we will probably get rid of coding, but coding will be prominent at the beginning. Things like creating unmanned aerial systems, which is without the pilot. So this could be for, I know Amazon is the only one that does it, could be for dropping and picking up courier parcels. It could be for kidneys and heart transplant, where you use the unmanned aerial system as opposed to having transport or courier or the aeroplane. It is the era of computers or artificial intelligence doing the work of all mundane and repetitive stuff. If you look back a few years, we never had social media managers. We never had campaign managers. We never had traffic managers, you know. And so we've just been used to it lately. But there was never that thing because there was never social media. And I think if we don't prepare, what we're going to do is lose a huge system or a huge amount of people to be marginalized. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to integrate a disadvantaged group that doesn't know about it, give them the skills so that they can be part of the 4IR system.
Yeah, indeed. In practical terms, Asia, what do you offer?
So in practical terms, we teach young people chatbot development. We teach them mobile app development, artificial intelligence, robotics, unmanned aerial system, how to fly the drones. We call it remote pilot license, beyond visual line of sight license. We teach them data analysis and research, business process automation, anything to do with everything that is to do within the 4R. Digital marketing, you know, somebody was speaking to me the other day and they said, we're still going out and we're still interviewing people and we're researching. And I said, why don't you just create an algorithm? You know, then you don't have to go out. With COVID and with trying to find people to do the research, I remembered our neighbors next to us, they used to scratch in our bins to take out what we've consumed for the week. They were doing marketing old school stuff. They used to have the gloves and they were a group of marketing women. And then they would scratch and they say, oh, cool beans. Okay, so this is what the average home does. Now, we don't do that anymore. We send out surveys now on for radio, for eating, for network providers. You can create an algorithm. There is a courier or logistics company that we did a research for. From day one, your first purchase, we've done the algorithm that tells you what you will buy in the next 50 years. Because at your age, at your profile, all of that, it will tell us exactly. So what happens is we push, they push the ads to say, oh, you wanted to buy a shampoo, and then we know at this stage you'll probably want to buy baby shampoo because you're not married yet. And then after baby shampoo, we know you want to buy school clothes because now the child's older.
Wow.
So we profile you for the next 50 years. And that is basically what Facebook does and what Insta does and what TikTok does. Now,
so that's why I feel like I'm constantly being watched, Asya.
You know, I have this thing about when people say, oh, the vaccine and the government's trying to put in the chip. I said, that's happened a long time. It's too late. The government doesn't have the capacity or the time. What's more important is, I think when you watch Social Dilemma, there was a beautiful thing. It says, if there's no product, you are the product. Mm. And you are. And people basically, they do these tests. Are you a narcissist? Well, you're an impasse. And the truth is they don't care. They're just profiling you because for you it's important to know that you're not a narcissist. But that algorithm is punted into another system that says, I'm this type of person. I'm a little insecure. And if I'm insecure, chances are I'm a little worried about my physical health. And so they're going to push all these things that makes you look beautiful, you know, collagen and all of that. And these are algorithms meant to market products, which means that those people are the people that's going to be important in the years to come. There's humanoids that can recognize your emotions, that can recognize your voice, that can recognize your face. So first you used to get a robot or a humanoid that could do just voice recognition. They recognize them, so they turn their head. It's called, it's a system. You design it. Now they recognize your emotion and they recognize your face. And so they put all three together. It is not amazing. This thing is not working on its own. It was designed that way.
Asya, I'm aware of time. I want to make sure that listeners have the opportunity, if they would like to get in touch, whether it be to perhaps sign up for one of your courses or to support you. How can they do that? And what sort of support do you need?
I think it's important for us that we get the funding from corporates.
Yeah.
So we've been getting a lot of corporate funding. So that's either their triple BE points on the five elements of BE, or it is their corporate social funding. So that if you're working for a company and they're looking to spend within the tech space or not, please speak to us. We would love to get in touch. I'm a BE specialist by trade. Please speak to us so we can get the funding. The one to get in touch, please, they can get in contact with me on the website, www.abaguquli.co.za, which is abaguquli.co.za. They can drop me an email, info@abaguquli.co.za, or they can call us on our landline, 021-023-1269.
Fantastic. It's been a real treat to have you on the show. Incredible work that you're doing. Asya Adams is the founder of Abaguquli, transforming lives through education and innovation.